Guy Carumba. Every year or two, a near-Earth asteroid or other object is in the news. People want to know if it will hit the Earth. It would be wrong to say it can never happen, but it would also be wrong to say it's very likely. Most space rocks that enter Earth's atmosphere burn up long before they come close to the ground. We see them as meteors. Meteoroids enter the atmosphere all the time. You can go outside on any clear night where you have a dark sky and see one if you wait long enough. U.S. military defense systems designed to track heat trails from missiles started detecting meteor trails as soon as they went online in the 1970s. Fortunately for us, nearly all such foreign objects that streak through our skies are just meteoroids about the size of a piece of gravel or smaller, and that's why they burn up when bombarded with air particles. The meteoroids are vaporized, the air around them is ionized, we see the effect as a streak of light. Larger rocks have material left when they travel all the way down, and because they're moving at thousands of miles per hour, a lot of energy is released when they hit something. The evidence of a strike 50,000 years ago is preserved in a mile-wide, 550-foot-deep depression at Meteor Crater in Arizona. Even if it doesn't hit something, a large rock that finally breaks into smaller pieces while still traveling so fast can release a lot of energy in a big shockwave. That's what happened in Chelyabinsk, Russia on February 15, 2013. Windows were broken, walls were cracked, and a few people were hurt in the city's downtown when the fireball blew up about 20 kilometers overhead. An even bigger explosion happened over Tunguska in Russia in 1908. Luckily, no one was hurt. That area was so remote, no one could even get to it to see the damaged forest for 3 decades. Smaller objects have injured people and animals and damaged property. In Egypt in 1911, a dog was killed by a meteorite. In Alabama in 1954, a woman suffered a horrible bruise when a space rock crashed through her roof, bounced off a radio, and struck her in the hip. A bouncing meteor found a way to crash through a home ceiling twice in 1982 in Connecticut, and a New York State woman investigating a crash she heard outside her home in 1992 discovered a huge dent in her husband's car and a large rock next to it. It's not unreasonable, then, that some people worry about a big asteroid someday hitting the Earth and causing widespread damage and death. In 2015, astronomers used 1,500-foot-wide asteroid 2004 BL86 as an example of things that we maybe ought to worry about. However, as it passed by 745,000 miles away, there was no danger. On the scale of a 12-inch globe, it came only as close as 94 feet. A better object to worry about might have been 2014 AA. Astronomers noticed it just 21 hours before it landed on January 2, 2014, and they're not exactly sure where it went. It likely made a big splash in the Atlantic Ocean. Or consider 2008 TC3, which blew into pieces over Sudan on October 7, 2008, just 19 hours after its discovery. About 20,000 near-Earth asteroids are known, and more are discovered all the time. These are of interest to scientists who want to know their origins, military minds who want to protect the planet from them, and amateur astronomers who just find them interesting. To those worried about the next impact, the point should be made that Earth has done pretty well so far. Okay, there's a lot of evidence that an asteroid hit caused the mass extinction that wiped out the dinosaurs, but that was 65 million years ago. The case can be made that we don't need to have it high up on our list of things to worry about. The Beehive Cluster is a cluster of stars in the heart of Cancer. To the naked eye, it's a blurry spot between two stars called the Northern and Southern Donkeys. To the donkeys, the Beehive Cluster is a manger. The cluster's formal name is Praesepe. It's also known as M44, the 44th object that astronomer Charles Messier listed in his catalog of things that could be confused with comets. You won't make that mistake if you see it in binoculars or a telescope. Depending on the magnification, you could see hundreds of stars. They average 577 light-years from us. If you want tips and reminders about upcoming astronomical events, follow Sky Carumba on Twitter or Facebook. Sky Carumba.